This is Mr. Eddie Treadwell calling from Alger Correctional Facility. If you have any questions, you can contact me at Mr. Eddie Treadwell at gmail.com. I have a piece of trying to establish a type of GoFundMe page so I can create some funds to gather some legal assistance. Man pleading for donations for investigative legal assistance. Man dying from an unjust sentence. I'm seeking donations from a disproportionate sentence imposed on me by the Michigan court system, which was, without a doubt, an injustice due to the circumstances in regards to the case. I was standing my own ground when three individuals tried to kill me after robbing and killing my brother Cortez Treadwell by one of the perpetrators in this offense. Let me briefly explain. I was charged with first-degree murder. My brother Cortez Treadwell was robbed and killed in the city of Detroit by Mr. Houston in 1991 on my front porch in broad daylight. While my grandmother, rest her soul, was calling 911, she stated that my brother was gasping for air with blood coming out of his mouth. Now, Mr. Houston and two other men approached me several months later behind my house with guns trying to kill me as well, stating that I'm going to kill you like I killed your brother. This was a statement from Mr. Houston before he hit me in the head with a gun, leading me towards an old garage with the other two individuals pushing me from behind with what felt like a gun. The jury heard these facts and I was ultimately convicted of involuntary manslaughter from a charge of first-degree murder. Manslaughter is a killing in the heat of passion, a 15-year maximum sentence here in Michigan. I received a 50 to 75-year sentence due to I was a habitual offender with three prior low-severity felonies without any of them indicating a tendency of violence. Many hearts have been broken and many lives destroyed and taken due to the ignorance that seems to be prevalent within our communities and a strong disregard for human life. See, this widespread ignorance and hopelessness breeds a cold-hearted, mean-spirited individual who sees the world as a place to inflict mayhem in the community. The youth within our inner cities have lost their way, and the prison system and the graveyards are awaiting their arrival. Some of us are victims of other people's ignorance, such as myself. However, everyone must be responsible for their own actions, including me. I have some relevant legal issues in my case that, if presented to the courts, would provide me with a great chance to be released from prison. So if you could find within your heart to assist me with any donations, it would be well appreciated. Sincerely, Mr. Eddie Treadwell, 205-017, Alger Correctional Facility. You can also email me at Mr. Treadwell, at gmail.com. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.